The Mets and the Phillies starting a series Thursday. Jacob deGrom looking for his 13th win. Before he would take the mound, the Mets and Wilmer Flores would provide him a boost.
He cracks one out to center field, chasing Herrera back, away back, near the wall. It's out of here. Wilmer Flores into the shrubbery. Homers for the second straight day, a three-run shot. Neil Walker drives one to deep right field, headed toward the wall. It's out of here. Walker with his 10th of the year, and it's 4-0 New York.
Swing and a miss. Good slider down and in to strike out Galvis.
0-2 from DeGrom, and he struck him out, and he's got 9 strikeouts. That's drilled down the left field line, slicing toward the corner. It's out of here. The Mets' third home run of the night. It was weird. Line off DeGrom. And it'll go for an infield hit. And now the question is, how is Jake?
Did they get him in the back?
Shoulder, back, somewhere in there.
Yeah, he's
going to take him out.
Absolutely.
Granderson gets a hold of one. But it's out of here. The Mets have hit 4 home runs tonight, and they now have a 9-0 lead.
The Mets come up with a convincing 10-0 shutout of the Phillies in Philadelphia on Thursday. After the game, here's manager Terry Collins.
Well, he really mixed up his pitch as well. I thought he threw the ball great tonight, man. You know, we're lucky that he came out of it. Get some treatment out and see how he's going to be. He didn't say anything. I just said, where'd you get hit? And he said, on the right. He said, on the right arm. I said, well, you're done.
Was he concerned at all?
No, he didn't seem to be. But I don't know, maybe one of those other guys said something to him. But he didn't say anything to me.
Jacob deGrom was excellent again, lasting 6 2/3 innings, allowing 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. But he would leave the game after taking a line drive off of his right forearm. Here's deGrom on his condition and his performance.
I was thinking, man, that hurt. can I still throw? And then it kind of set in, and it was just like a dead arm feeling. And I was, you know, Terry asked me where it hit me, and I said, it hit me in the arm. He goes, all right, you're done. You know, I had a little bit more 3-2 counts than I wanted to, but I had a pretty good feel for my slider and changeup. So I think just getting a head strike one and going from there.
The series continues on Friday. Seth Lugo pitches for the Mets, opposed by Nick Pivetta of the Phillies.